Let me tell you something. This book has been translated. Miles Davis, this book, the Miles autobiography, has been translated in 35 languages all over the world. Wow. And this one has been in 10, and there's other people have. So Miles Davis is one of the most famous musicians in the century. People talk about him in the same level they talk about Picasso and Garcia Marquez, the great novelist from Colombia. They talk about those three as the top, you know. I mean, you know, this is where we, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, you know, this guy tells this story of going to the Congo, the ambassador from the United States. And he was saying he was going out to the Congo. He went out to the Congo because he was going out to look at the villages. And he heard this music coming from this hut. And the guy said, the ambassador said, "That's Miles Davis coming from a hut in the bushes in the Congo." So he said, "I got to meet this person. I got to meet the person." So he goes over there and he meets this black African guy. And he's in there listening to Miles Davis on, I don't know what kind of turntable it was. And he's listening to Miles Davis. He had a stack, about three or four other Miles Davis records. And he says, "What? How did this happen? How did this happen?" The guy couldn't speak English. The guy could speak French. So they got along speaking because he couldn't hardly speak French either. And he said, "Oh, I went to Kinshasa and I heard this music." I said, "Oh, I must have that." And, you know. And he went out and bought the record on Miles Davis and he took it to the bush. So I know that's a crazy story, but I said, "Oh, man," I told Miles that story because I heard it. He said, "No kidding. Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody that story." And, you know, Miles Davis was the kind of guy, because I saw it happen many times. When he walked in, my wife describes it. She says, Miles Davis had the presence of royalty, not just royalty because you're a king or a queen, but just if he, Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue, I went to a lot of parties with him. We go in, when he walked in the floor, I don't care how wealthy the people were, all conversation would go, mm-hmm. And then everybody would go like, it's Miles Davis. And that's what they would say. I heard it with my own ears. And I would go like, wow. And he would just stand there and he would like, you know, and it was like people would come up to him and he had to nod his head and let them come up because they wouldn't come up just to come up, you know.
Especially as you said, he was rather shy.
He was,
you know, and I think that is actually common for people who have such a tremendous gift and have to be so extroverted